Greetings. This is Natural Times, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 60, and I'm going to start off with the trending word for today, and it's a word that we have to keep in mind. Plus, this episode is to touch, inform, and stimulate your mind in what we are using and the products and the chemicals that are being used to produce these things. And these are things that we regularly use every day. But I just don't want to bring up another episode where we talk about, oh yeah, they're putting chemicals in our products. I know about it. There are things that's taking place in our foods. Yeah, I know that too. What's so big about it? What's so big about it is that we're talking about long-term effects that's going to take place in our body. So you wonder why there's an increase in certain physicalologies. Now, sisters, brothers, ladies, and men, I'm appealing to all of you, even those who are professionals and those who use these things on a normal basis. And they're beauty products, but not just beauty products, skin products, healthcare products, facial products, you name it. Things that we use regularly, the chemicals that they're putting in there are destroying us in all kinds of ways. If you look at it, it's literally stripping us of ourselves and our family. And you just don't know it because we use them so because we feel as though it gives us what we want. Smoother hair, wonderful skin, moisturized skin, beautiful body lotions, good smelling body lotions. Yes, there are products out there that can give us that same effect, but in a more healthy aspect. But it's a trend that will constantly go on until we understand that we need to move away from these if we want to do good for ourselves. Not just make money for the company, but do good for ourselves. Plus, there's another trending word out there that I know a lot of you probably haven't heard about, and it's called greenwashing practices. Look it up. Greenwashing practices is that, yes, they're talking about the health products, but there are people who are saying, is the health products doing what they're supposed to do? Now, listen to this. This is not all about saving the planet or eco or me being eco-righteous. No, it's none of that at all. But it's the fact that we need to be observant about what you put in your body and your family. Be conscious of self-preservation. This is a health trend that you need to keep in the forefront of your mind each and every day as you go along and you do things. But these things that we're putting in our bodies because we don't know the damaging chemicals, it's consistently damaging our total physiology. And we're having problems, and we just don't know where these problems are stemming from. The trend now is that there's a consistent use of harmful chemicals that is being used in everyday products. I don't know how many times I have to express this. Everyday products that are taking place. Now, society is facing a war on mental, emotional, and physical issues. And like I had said before, we don't know where these things are, or why they're developing rapidly or increasing. But it's to say that these products may be the cause of some of these physicalities. The cause of the increase in memory issues, breathing issues, skin issues due to the toxins and the toxic that contents that are all in these products. And there are researches and reviews by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Now, this is the agency that, you know, they're kind of like a good guy slash, I don't know, okay, company that regulates a lot of these products and the things that are being introduced and how they, the chemicals that they use and how harmful it is to population and to society. So they're half and half, you know, they kind of really do crack down, but yet again, they also know a lot of these companies that use these chemicals and they let them slide. Now, these chemicals are more potent. Now, this is my idea. These chemicals are more potent and deadly as the flesh-eating amoeba. Now, a couple years ago, you know, we had different situations where people were contracting flesh-eating bacteria that literally ate away their flesh. And there's a young lady that, you know, was in the hospital for quite some time, and they did a whole excep on her, and they brought her situation to the forefront on the news to let you know just what she went through, what the flesh-eating bacteria looks like. But the chemicals that we're introducing into our bodies through the products that we use come in just like flesh-eating amoebas or flesh-eating bacteria, because flesh-eating bacteria ate from the outside in. The chemicals that we're using are destroying us from the inside out. Now, I just want to give you a list, a small list of the chemicals that are being used in these products, but you need to look out for them. And you might just take a look at what you have in your bathroom or in your kitchen, your toothpaste, and see if any of these chemicals are listed in it. And then you come to your own conclusion on whether you should toss it and look for alternatives. And yeah, this is part one of my episode. And I'm going to come with you a part two where there are alternatives to these different products, chemicals that are being used. So you can look out for those kind of products and replace what you're tossing out. And I'll come with you a part two on that at another episode. Now, the first toxin that I want to tell you is called dioxin. 1-4 dioxin. D-I-O-X-A-N-E. And these are the sodium lathiates, sulfates, oxanols, like A-X-N-O-L. These chemicals are basically in your toothpaste, your shampoos, your hair products, your facial cleansers, body wash, bubble bath, baby bath, and the liquid soaps that we use. Now, the funny part is that, no, this is not the funny part, that the contradictory part is there are certain countries out there that banned these sort of chemicals and the products that have these chemicals in them. Can you believe it? Now, dioxin, 1-4 dioxin, is still being used here in the U.S., but in Canada and European Union, the European Union means all of Europe, refuse to use any products for the country that has these chemicals in it. They banned it altogether, but the U.S. still uses them. Now, the next ones are the D's, the T's, and the M's. D-E-A, T-E-A, and M-E-A. And these are all your ammonia compounds. Now, these ammonia compounds, now the word for the D-E-A, T-E-A's are diethylethanolamine, sorry, D-E-T-H-A-N. O-L-A-M-I-N-E. any of those products and the monos and the tris, that's where you get the T's, the D's, and the M's. These are carcinogens, and they are located in your cosmetics, your personal care, your makeup, and your hair dye. Yes, Miss Clairol and all those others. They might be present in them. You got to look into that because they go into your scalp and they are actually absorbed through the skin, which comes into your face, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, also in the European Union, they also banned this product. Check it out. Then you have the dimethicone. D-I-M-E-T-H-I-C-O-N. And these are located in your facial moisturizers, your hair care, your sunscreens, your acne products, your makeup, and yes, for the older generation, anti-aging products. And it's not even for the older generation. You got people who are younger who are also using anti-aging products. But this chemical is also present in them. And there are countries that are banning this as well. This is like a silicone-based kind of chemical. And it's a polymer. And these polymers are located in all of your normal products that you use. Anything that's cosmetic, but it's supposed to create the giving you the softness, the smoothness, the feel good on your skin and hair. And that's where the hair conditioners and the facial moisturizers come in. And facial serums. Yes, those things also take place. It's like a list of things. And I just want to give you the basic of just a few of them, because there's a lot more that I may not have said anything to you about, because it's a lot. But I'm just giving you the ones that you use on a daily basis. Now, the other one, which you also know, is formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is present in your hair straightening products, your hair dyes, your nail polishes, your deodorants, and your shampoos. And formaldehyde, believe it or not, is restricted, or they do not use or refuse to have any products that have these chemicals in it in their country. And that's Japan, Sweden, European Union, and Canada. U.S. still uses them. Now you have things that uses heavy metals. And these metals are lead, aluminum, arsenic, mercury, zinc, chromium, and iron. And they're still being used. For one thing, I noticed that they're being used in the deodorants that some of us use and in the shampoos. Just be aware, but they're also banned in Japan and the European Union and Canada. Now, there are some U.S. states that do ban the heavy metals being produced in their products. So you just have to do your research. And what happens is a lot of these chemicals have a tendency to be linked to hormonal disruption. It causes cancer. It increases the risk of cancer. It also affects your reproductive issues, immune disruption, and allergies. Now, there's a lot of us that are increasingly having more allergies than some. You got to look into that those reasons. Then you have the MITs. This is used to prevent bacterial growth in most beauty products, I guess. And that is also banned in European Union. Now, the list goes on. You have parabens. And you know those are preservatives that are also used in cosmetics and personal care products. Then you have your petrols, which you also know as petroleum. And that is also banned in the European Union's countries. And, you know, petroleum, we all know, and mineral oils in some kind of derivatives of mineral oils, they are all contaminated with impurities. And, you know, they're located in your skincare products, your body care, your lip balms, like some of the chapsticks that people use, and your makeups. And then you have Felicylate. And those are, it's like a plastic kind of chemical substance. And those are help things adhere to other things, such as, you know, your nail polishes and your hairspray and your perfumes. And these will also give you endocrine disruption problems, fertility, and fetal development. It's located in your lipsticks. Anything that has to bond and adhere to your skin. Then you got your PEG compounds. Then you got your polyethylates, your glycols, your PPGs. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. If there are any of these that you, in particular, that you want to find out more about, or just hit me up on my podcast. Then you have those artificial color contents that's also in your products. And these are the FDNC or DNC followed by a number, like FDNC red number 40. These colorants also are located in your body, skin, and hair care, baby products, and a lot of the hair products. And they contain heavy metal, the petroleum, and they contain some coal tar located in these products. Be aware, be careful. Now, summertime is coming up, and we are also warned to use sunscreen. Now, I do, I support sunscreen, but I support the sunscreen that will protect your skin in a natural way. That's not going to harm you by protecting you. Now, there are some synthetic sunscreens out there that we use on a regular basis, and they are less effective. Believe you me, they are less effective in protecting against UV. These synthetic sunscreen, even though it's told that it will protect us, but they're less effective and they're damaging, and they have chemicals in it that mimic estrogen. And if you're using it on a man or a boy, the estrogen level that it's going to put in, you're going to tell me that is good for the person? No, I don't think so. Then you have facial moisturizers and lip protection that these synthetic sunscreens are also in. Now, the last one I'm going to give you is called Tricolsan. Triclosan. And this is located in all of your hand soaps. There are hand soaps that are naturally made, so you don't have to worry about this particular chemical being in them. But they're located in your hand soaps, your toothpaste. And they have contaminated chemicals. They're also, it's also part of the chloroform and the dioxin chemicals that's also being used in this particular chemical, triclosan. Now, it is linked to endocrine disruption, organ toxicity, allergies, and it has reaction to your eyes, lungs, and your biorhythms. Now, these hand soaps come in hand sanitizers, makeup, deodorant, shaving gels, shaving cream, and facial cleansers. You got to be careful, my people. You got to be careful, because these will have long-term effects on you if you're not careful. And that means in the long run, when you have the issues of where these things come from, at that point, there's nothing more you can do about it, because it already has taken its effect. And what happens is that you have to get on a certain medication regimen until God knows when, in order to counteract the issues that you have from these products. So just look into it, and, you know, just remember I have part two that will give you the alternative to a lot of these chemicals and the products, so that if you want to toss what you have at home, you can do so, because I'll give you the alternative to it. Now, another thing I've noticed is that they talked about and said these products are fine to produce cancer in lab animals. They use them for lab animals to see how they test well with the product, and then they offer it to the state and to the country, and the trickle down to society and to the people. Now, it's alarming. And why is this alarming, and why I feel that I need to give it to you? Because it's a trend that is constantly happening. But I want you to be more aware, more in tune in the products that you're using. And these products that you're using, you know, they may give you all the effects that you want, but there's alternatives in getting those same effects, because I want you to be informed but be healthy. So there you have it. All of the possibles that I can give you, that's just a short list of the chemicals that they're using. And I'm pretty sure you probably heard of a host of others. And some of you probably did your research on those too. And I'd be happy to know that if you have done so, yeah, it gives me great joy, because Natural Times is here to inform you, to give you funny, upbeat, innovative, and fascinating trends that are happening on a regular basis. So this is Taliba Johnson with Natural Times. And I want to say to all of my listeners, you have a natural day. See ya.